This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Around the world, supporters and opponents of the Iraq War welcome the capture of Saddam Hussein. Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair, the world leader who's been the staunchest American ally in Iraq, issued a statement expressing hope that the arrest will mean unity, reconciliation, and peace for the Iraqi people. Even European leaders most vocally opposed to the U.S.-led invasion congratulated President Bush. But many question what kind of justice Saddam Hussein will face. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Brussels. Belgium is in the anti-war camp. What's been the response there and in other European capitals, Paris and Berlin, where the opposition was strongest?
It's been a reaction of satisfaction. In Belgium, the Prime Minister, Guy Verhofstadt, said he felt great joy when he heard the news. In Paris, President Jacques Chirac said he was delighted. He said the arrest was a major event which should contribute to democracy and stability in Iraq. The German Chancellor, Gerhard Schroeder, who of course was re-elected on an anti-war platform, actually sent President Bush a telegram of congratulations. And he said that he hoped Saddam's arrest would help the international community rebuild Iraq. So none of these countries are saying to Washington, you were right to wage the war the way you did, or we were wrong. But they're definitely saying this is good news, and especially for the Iraqi people.
And leaders who supported the war?
Well, they're reacting with relief and in some cases humor. The Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi said, at last the weapon of mass destruction has been found. Spain's Prime Minister José María Aznar said the arrest showed that the war was worth the effort. Now, he's saying that because in his country, more than 80% of the people were opposed to this conflict. So this is good news for him, as it is for Tony Blair. As you were mentioning, he told the British people in a televised address last night that it was time for the Iraqi people to come together. It's important for him because he's lost a lot of support for what was seen as his blind support of Washington in this case. And interestingly, he also said in this address that it would be up for the Iraqi people to decide the fate of Saddam Hussein.
Is there any European idea on how Saddam Hussein should be dealt with?
Well, there's no Europe-wide policy on this. Blair's statement was seen by some here as a kind of trial balloon from Washington to see how the international community would react to the idea of a trial in Iraq. Usually, European countries try to concert first when it comes to international justice and alleged war criminals. All of them, for instance, supported the creation of the International Criminal Court in The Hague in the Netherlands, which Washington does not support. There's no question of a Saddam trial there, because the tribunal can't try crimes from before July 2002, so you miss a lot of the career of Saddam Hussein. The only issue on which all of the leaders here have a problem is the death penalty. They can't be seen supporting a trial in Iraq if Saddam Hussein risks execution. So that is the kind of thing that might complicate American efforts to enlist more European help in reconstruction.
Has the capture changed attitudes among the war's opponents to participate in reconstruction efforts?
There may be a shift in language, a slight one out of Paris, although I may be just reading the tea leaves. The foreign minister, Dominique de Villepin, said the arrest of Saddam Hussein brought new unity to the international community and that France was ready to play its part. He mentioned training the Iraqi police, humanitarian assistance, and reconstruction work, but he said the UN must play a big role, as has Belgium been saying today. So France is not bending over backwards to get involved just because of this arrest. It's interesting as well that he mentioned reconstruction work. It was probably an allusion to the Pentagon decision to exclude anti-war countries from the prime contracts in some $18 billion worth of reconstruction work. So as far as getting more help in Iraq goes, that exclusion is probably a bigger problem for Washington than whether or not Saddam Hussein is still at large.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Brussels.